Jesus told his disciples this parable. A man going on a journey called in his servants and entrusted his possessions to them. To one, he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to a third 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. Immediately, the one who received 5 talents went and traded with them and made another 5. Likewise, the one who received 2 made another 2. But the man who received 1 went off and dug a hole in the ground and buried his master's money. After a long time, the master of those servants came back and settled accounts with them. The one who had received 5 talents came forward, bringing the additional 5. He said, "Master, you gave me 5 talents. See, I have made 5 more. His master said to him, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Since you are faithful in small matters, I will give you great responsibilities. Come, share your master's joy." Then the one who had received 2 talents also came forward and said, "Master, you gave me 2 talents. See, I have made 2 more. His master said to him, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Since you are faithful in small matters, I will give you great responsibilities. Come, share your master's joy." Then the one who had received the 1 talent came forward and said, "Master, I knew you are a demanding person, harvesting where you did not plant, and gathering where you did not scatter. So out of fear, I went off and buried your talent in the ground. Here it is back." His master said to him in reply, "You wicked, lazy servant. So you knew that I harvest where I did not plant and gather where I did not scatter. Should you not then have put my money in the bank so that I could have got it back with interest on my return? Now then, take the talent from him and give it to the one with 10. For to everyone who has, more will be given, and he will grow rich. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. And throw this useless servant into the darkness outside, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth." The Gospel of the Lord. Our Lord has given us St. Thérèse of Lisieux as an image of the one servant who received 1 talent, but used it well. Thérèse saw the saints who received so much, able to fast, received visions, all sorts of difficult lives of virtue. And she saw that and said, "I want that so bad, but I know I'm too little to do that." So with her 1 talent, she took that little responsibility she was given and gave it all to the Lord. And the Lord let it multiply within her abundantly. She took that 1, gave it away, invested it well, and received an infinite merit. Whatever little God has entrusted us with, what matters more than how much we've been given originally is how we use it, how we invest it. And that investment is little things with great love. Whatever God has asked of us, whatever God has given us, the answer is the same. Love completely, no matter how small it is. And with little responsibilities, if we take care of those well, we'll be rewarded with greater responsibilities and enter into our Master's joy. The greatest responsibility, in the book of Revelation, our Lord says, "The just will sit on the throne of God with Christ." We are called to enter our Master's joy and reign with our Lord in heaven, completely confident in him. Let us take our fear and ask the Lord for zeal. Let us take our laziness and ask the Lord to just give us the confidence to serve him well. There's no one as little as Our Lady except our Lord. St. Thérèse of Lisieux, pray for us, might take whatever God has given us and invest it completely by giving it away completely in love.